Just one clarification of a minhag of Ben HaMitzarim. The question would be, what is the minhag regarding marriages, getting married during the 3 weeks? It's important to know that Maran's opinion, as brought down in the Bet Yosef, that it is clearly permitted to get married, make weddings, during the 3 weeks up until Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Av is included in the Isur, which means really, according to the Shulchan Aruch, only 9 days were forbidden to get married, but the other days would be permissible. While as the Ashkenazim, they were more stringent, following the Ramah's opinion, that Nisu'in, weddings, are forbidden for the entire 3 weeks, starting from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, actually starting from the night before Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, all the way through the end of the fast of Tisha B'Av. Although it is usually our custom to take the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, and even though that is the way Hakam Ovadia clearly rules regarding weddings, that was the way Hakam Ben Sion Abba Shaul also ruled, in order to Sion Chelek Gimal, that the Minhag of the Sefaradim is to make weddings up and until Rosh Chodesh Av. However, it seems that the Minhag in the community, when I say community, I mean here in New York, the Sefaradim, the Syrian community, because of issues of, we'll call them, for lack of a better word, superstition or bad omen, not to make weddings during this time, because it's not maybe a proper time. People want their semachot to be b'siman tov, and since this is a time of avelut rabim, so they'd rather push it off. Even though, again, Hakam Ovadia was against this in the sense that sometimes pushing it off could lead to avera and could lead to hirurim ra'im and bad thoughts, etc. But of course, our custom overrides even the halakha, as the pasuk says, "Shema beni musar avicha v'al titosh torat emecha." Hakamim tell us that Al Titosh Torat Emecha, what is the Torah of our mother? That refers to the Minhag. And therefore, we must stay loyal to the Minhagim, and therefore the Halakha, one should refrain from making weddings for the 3 weeks, as our Minhag was for many years. It should be pointed out, however, engagements would be permissible up until Rosh Chodesh Av. Again, even though according to Shulchan Aruch, you could actually have an engagement on Tisha B'Av itself. However, the minhag is to make engagements. This is without music and without dancing, just the actual unofficial engagement that we have today. It's not really a kiddushin, but that would be permissible up and until Rosh Chodesh Av.